you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, John. How you doing? How you doing? Nice to talk to you. This is a different John Thrasher. This is a different John, excuse me, this week. So I got Johns last week with you and John DeBerry, and now it's just my main man, John, this week.
Yeah, look, there's only enough space for one John in this podcast, okay? Let me have my time.
Well, I know, but it was nice having him on because at least he feels John DeBerry gets more drunk than you do. So that's
the good news. He definitely does. Yeah, no, he definitely does. He writes the book on how to get drunk, actually. So that's good.
Well, yeah, good point about that. Good point about that. But it was great having him on, and everyone should definitely get his book because it's illustrated so well. It has such good recipes, as we talked about. But, you know, John, you've been pretty busy these past few days because I just saw on your fucking Facebook you launched another podcast and you didn't fucking tell me.
I did, but it doesn't involve me or you, for that matter, Darren. Which I
well,
think
that
a lot of
I
our,
know.
Well, I think a lot of our listeners might think immediately, like, "What? There's another pod?" Because Darren, you do like 100 podcasts. Let's be honest. But yeah, so I've been busy producing and launching our new drumroll, Megan. In fact, Megan, if you could include a drumroll here, I'll just go ahead and give you the pause for it. The new Snapped podcast. Dun, 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 and then also add horns, Megan, at the end.
Dun, 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 dun.
Or just use Darren's. That's fine, too.
Yeah. You know how I like to do a little sound effect here and
you
there.
Don't you miss our sound effect board that we just got basically before we left?
Yes, I miss it desperately.
Yeah. But yeah, the Snapped podcast is out. And Matt worked on that, too, who's lurking in our recording today, but he'll be in our full episode on Sunday. It was a team effort, don't get me wrong. I just kind of was the one leading it, if you will.
Yeah,
and yeah. And so now you can download Snapped full episodes. Basically, previous episodes of Snapped that have aired on Oxygen are now going to be released into podcast form. So basically, if you love Snapped like everybody does, who doesn't love Snapped, you're going to want to download this and subscribe to this podcast because it's basically like every true crime fan has to have this. Like, I already downloaded it and I've already listened to them. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But it's really fun. And there's already, I think, 6 or 7, maybe even 8 episodes available. So,
wow.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff on there, and it's called Snapped Women Who Murder, and it's on Apple and Spotify right now. So it'll be coming to Stitcher and some other podcast listening platforms soon, but the main ones, it's out there now. So go listen and subscribe.
And I know what all the listeners are thinking. I mean, Snapped Women Who Murder. No, it is not the name of my autobiography.
That's true, yes.
I just want to separate. Mine's different. Mine will be coming out in a few years. Same title.
Yes.
Just a little different. And so this is different
the audiobook.
Women murdering,
yes.
Right? Yes, this
right.
is different.
Yes, this is not your audiobook, no.
Well, speaking of snapping, because this was a really good sequitur, and I wasn't sure if we covered it last week because we had John DeBerry on, but
yeah.
Listen, I know that Osaka just won the U.S. Open. Mazel tov to her. I'm going to get
yes.
into it.
Okay,
but
good.
Speaking of snapping, Djokovic, really, John?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Really? Because did I text you or did I not? And I was like, what's going on here?
You were the first person to text me, by the way, about this. So I'm really impressed by your interest in tennis. I don't know if it's just me, if it's your pretend girlfriend, Renee Stubbs, who's not your real girlfriend, but the listeners think you're
But you know what? Right now, it'd be really cool if I dated Renee Stubbs, because like she just did all the reporting on the US Open. So for now, for my own reputation, we'll say that she's my girlfriend exclusively. I'll text her later about this and let her know.
Yeah. Group text us later about that.
But okay, well, you can explain what happened, but let me just give you my assessment as like a tennis fan, but not as tennis fan as you.
Okay, yeah.
It looked, honestly, he knows better. He's number one in the world. He's a pro. Like, we all know the rules. Like, you can't just be, like, shooting tennis balls everywhere. But I will say it did look like an accident.
Oh, it was 100% an accident. Yes.
Like, I know you were like, oh, he's kind of an idiot and he shouldn't have done that. Well, but, like, he did feel bad once he found out that he hit a person. Like, he wasn't like, fuck this, I'm going to just do that. Like, it seemed to be kind of just a fluke where he thought he was going to hit the ball off to the side.
Yes, definitely, 100%.
Okay, good.
Yeah, there was no malice involved with what happened. And for listeners, and sorry, just for the listeners that may not be following every minute of the U.S. Open like I was, Darren, you might have seen in the news, Djokovic, who's the number one tennis player in the world, Novak Djokovic, very heavy favorite to win the U.S. Open last week. During one of his games, once the game was over, not the match, but just one of the games within the match, he lost the match or lost the game and turned and just kind of flicked a ball with his racket off to the side, which every player does, by the way. At the end of the game, you get rid of the ball so that the ball's people can pick them up and send them to the other side because it's the next person's turn to serve. And in doing what he did, he kind of volleyed it right off of his racket, and it beeline hit a lines person directly in her throat. Pretty significantly hard.
And let me tell you, like, if you've ever been, like, knocked in the throat, which I actually have been in soccer, even the lightest touch, it, like, it's as if it's crushing your windpipe. So her reaction was warranted, whether or not we think that it was, like, malicious. Like, it clearly hurt her, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she, you see, you can watch the replay. I'm sure it's all over the internet now, where she gasps for air. She sits down. She's gasping. Djokovic immediately ran over to her. And then what happened after this is she was removed from the court before medical attention, obviously. I mean, she was not okay. And the tournament referee and the chair umpire had to have a conversation. Essentially, he gets defaulted from the match, not because he was angry and smacked his, you know, ball as hard as he could at this lines person. That's obviously not what happened. By the way, that did happen with another player a couple years ago named Denis Shapovalov, who went nuts, hit a ball, hit the chair umpire directly in his face. At probably 80 to 90 miles per hour, this ball hit him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so go look that up. That was an obvious default. But they did have a long conversation at the U.S. Open. Long story short, he had to be defaulted, and Novak eventually posted a thing about this, that the rules are very clear. You cannot be reckless with a ball for this exact reason. Even though he wasn't maliciously hitting the ball, he still was not in control of his racket or the ball, and it resulted in a major injury. So,
but let me ask you this, like, when that happens, like, obviously if you hit a person, like, it rules are rules, you get out. But, like, and it might have been who did you say, Shapovalov? It might have been him, but I was watching a match, and one of the guys, he ended up winning, but he was so frustrated that he fucking, like, wrecked his racket on court, like, he basically bent in half. You just get fined for that, but you're not kicked out of the tournament for that, right?
No, like, yeah, that, and that's been a whole other thing, because the, and you know, objectively, if you watch men's tennis versus women's tennis, the men are breaking their racket at an exponentially higher rate than the women. But whenever the women do it, I guess because it's so jarring to see a woman smash a racket for some reason, they get fined. There's a whole conversation. You basically, what you get at the, in the beginning is a code violation for racket abuse or equipment abuse. If you do it again, a second time, it's a point penalty. If you do it a third time, it's a game penalty. And I think if it's a fourth time, you either default the match or you're, I think it's a match default. Yeah. So things like racket abuse to the racket, like, Which is weird because you're bringing up such a great point. It's like that's almost more violent than
it seemed. It. I mean, it was definitely aggressive. I mean,
yeah.
Listen, you hit a person. Like that's uncalled for. You know, I always believe if you're going to get mad at inanimate objects and not at people, or at least be physical with inanimate objects and not people.
Go to one of those break rooms where you just smash everything in sight. You know, have you ever seen one of those?
Oh yeah, I absolutely want
to
do.
You're
that.
Like, I need to get to one of those.
Every time I talk to Matt, I really feel the need to go into one of those things.
Right. But, our studio is a break room. Yeah.
Yeah. But just like it did seem a little odd, like what was okay and what wasn't. And I was a little disappointed to see Djokovic trying to get out, even though he deserved it, to get out for such a seemed
definitely
a stupid fucking mistake.
Yeah. I mean, and it's his mistake. That's the thing. He has to own up to it. And he did, by the way, although he did skip the press conference afterwards, which
he was probably
I think is a little bit weird. Like, you have to be accountable for your actions, whether you know, whether you agree with what happened or not. It is what it is. The rules are clear.
Right.
It took him a day or so before he posted something on Instagram and was like, I profusely apologize. It was my fault. Like, the rules are clear on this. The thing that kind of bothered me, and we won't go on too much more about this. I know not everybody listening is a tennis fan, but the drama is certainly interesting. The thing that bothered me was right after it happened, he's talking to the officials and he's like smiling. He's laughing in sarcasm, sort of in a condescending way as if he thinks everything's a joke. And, you know, anyone who's a tennis fan knows that Novak Djokovic isn't exactly the most beloved tennis player in the world. So to see these kind of weird, like, sarcastic reactions to the conversation regarding him being defaulted really kind of made me feel weird and uncomfortable, to be honest. But anyway, he did just play today, you know, after the U.S. Open was over. Now they're going to Europe for the clay court swing, which is normally in the spring, but was moved to the end of the year now. And so they're going to play some clay court tournaments leading into the French Open, which is usually held in June. Yeah, and he won his first round match today. So, yeah, there you go. That's the tennis update.
That's the tennis tea, if you will.
Yeah. We got to get Renee on here. She'll explain this stuff way better.
Well, I am dating her, so I feel
you
like
are
it should
dating
be an
her.
Easy
Can you ask
sell.
Her?
Yeah. She's, if I continue to say that I'm dating her, there's no chance she's ever going to come on because she's going to be so scared of me, like,
right,
spreading this rumor and lie about her. She'd be like, Darren, I'd never date you. And I'm like, I know, but a girl can dream.
Can dream,
a girl can dream.
Get ready for Snapped, Women Who Murder, the official Snapped podcast brought to you by Oxygen, the new network for crime. This podcast is what all OG true crime fans have been waiting for. Each episode features the audio from the original premiere episode of Snapped that aired on Oxygen. It's like you're watching an episode of Snapped, except it's in your ears, in your car, or at the gym. New episodes of Snapped, Women Who Murder will be released every Sunday. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I gotta be honest, I know you said fall is in the air, hello sad. I have never been more excited for fall.
and never more excited. Why?
I mean, there's obviously a lot of sadness in it in terms of being in New York City, because that means I have to stay indoors now and like I can't eat outside right. in the same way. So there's definitely a sadness to it. The days get shorter. But I love fall weather so much. It is
a lot
just,
of people do.
I love it. And like there's something so romantic and elegant about being in New York City during
That's
this
true.
Time, even
yeah,
during COVID times. I mean, obviously, this is un-COVID related. I'm literally just talking as if we're living in a normal year, in a normal world, right. because fall has the potential to be either the worst fall ever or the best fall ever, granted. I'm just talking weather related, but I am excited that fall is finally here.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I wrote in our agenda, hello, sad, a.k.a. seasonal affect disorder, because because I have that, and it's not easy, you know, like I right. have to say right about mid-August every year I just get, you know, the sun setting a little bit earlier, you know, you're losing that quality time with the sun, which is so important to my happiness. You know me, Darren, my most happy times in life are playing tennis, swimming, biking. I need to be outdoors. And yeah, fall is here. I mean, it was pretty cold here in Maryland the last couple days. I mean, it was, I think, 45 degrees when I woke up this morning, which is pretty cold.
Yeah, it was like 55 last night, and I wore a beanie. John, we all know we love a beanie on me.
Oh, you do love a beanie. Is it
your
martinis
and murder
beanie?
I love a lesbian
beanie. Yeah. Is it your is it your martinis and murder beanie?
My martini? No.
Your martini.
It was not. It was actually a bright, bright orange beanie.
Oh.
Was, you know, it was pretty
just great. So everybody knows that you're doing construction in your house.
Yeah. They need to know that I'm full stereotype lesbian, playing one on TV. I'm authentic to my brand, if you will.
Well, while it's so crisp and nice here on the East Coast, we have to say, like, I know, Darren, you know way more people in LA than I do, but the California wildfires and really West Coast wildfires, I mean, they go all the way up to Oregon and Washington, I believe.
I mean, I think, you know, the fact that it was all started from a gender reveal party, please finally get rid of these stupid fucking things. I literally, like, I can't think of a more moronic idea than having a gender reveal party. It's like absurd to me that we're having a party to find out. Who cares? Who cares?
But also it's like, when you think about like we are a society that's really coming to terms with like gender orientation and stereotypes, and it's not a gender reveal.
It's
more of a
sex reveal.
Yeah, it's a genitalia reveal for
crying. Right, like that's literally it. And like not for nothing, but like no one gives a shit if it's a boy or a girl.
Does.
And I'm sorry, but it's not like there's abundance of choices to choose from. Like,
well,
I think it would be more exciting to find out like what animal am I getting rather than is it a boy or a girl. Right. I just couldn't think of something more 1950s than that. So the fact that this was all started from that also pisses me off. But it's horrible. And certainly when I was in LA a few weeks ago, you know, the air quality was really shit. And now it's sweeping across the country and it's still in New York. Like, we have a haze here.
I was just going to say, we do here in Maryland, too. And I don't know if you've seen the sun the last couple nights, but I've been out playing tennis. Everything's about tennis today on the show. And I was driving to the court and I was like, is that the sun or the moon? I honestly did not know, because, you know, when the moon is rising in a low sky in the summer, especially, it's usually kind of hazy red. Well, that, and then I kind of, it clicked in my head, like I hadn't even seen the news reports. Sure. And I was like, oh my God, it is orange and hazy because of the smoke that has traveled all the way across our country. I mean,
yeah, and obviously
that
our
has
hearts,
never happened.
Our hearts go out to every family displaced or missing or, you know,
totally.
Anything devastation.
And animals.
Especially the animals. You know, it's honestly like, I know we're making fun of gender reveal parties, but it's just like, that's what's also terrible about this is like all that devastation. I'm not saying that fires don't happen spontaneously, because obviously they do, but this particular one could have been avoided if people weren't so fucking dumb. And I just it's like when you hear about, you know, someone throwing a cigarette into the woods and starting like the most devastating fire. It's like, Do people not realize that not only are they living on a fault line, but like they're living in the desert where shit is dry? Like, I'm just confused.
And has been.
And has been. And it's just like kindling all around. Like, would you do that to your apartment? Like, I just don't understand. Like,
yeah. And it's, you know, I don't want to get political, but you do have to look at the science behind this and what this means. I mean, when in our history have wildfires from the West spread their smoke all the way across the country, you know? And I have to say, some of my friends and family are posting all these pictures of the sun and, oh my God, it's so beautiful. Look at the orange glow. And I look at it as a tragedy. I'm like, this is not beautiful. This is an indicator that things are going very, very badly. And it may objectively look pretty on your Facebook phone, you know, on your phone as you browse through Facebook, but the world is burning down quite literally around us because of, in my opinion, climate change. And we have to start taking that shit more seriously. I don't know, Darren, if you happen to have seen some of the press conference between Governor Gavin Newsom and the president recently. And I won't get into it, but it's very, very alarming. And
yeah, I mean, I will say that, like, I mean, I definitely think climate change aside, this was clearly started and by someone being fucking stupid, and that family is going to get, I mean, I literally hope it's just rife with guilt because of what they decided. First off, why are you having an incendiary explosive device for your gender reveal party? Hey, you ever heard of just, how about an Instagram? Hey, how about a postcard? You want to help out the United States Postal Service? Send your fucking postcard that you had a girl. Mazel tov. Mm-hmm, like, like, beyond that, I mean, that's also the problem is when, like, then things like that happen, then the narrative in politics is like, you know, even if this wasn't directly related to climate change, it gives people who were climate change deniers an excuse to be like, it's not climate change. It was a gender reveal party, even if that's true for this case, which it is. I'm just saying it like totally muddies the narrative about this whole thing. And I mean, that's kind of the problem with all this. And it's truly devastating. So,
yeah, well, we hope everyone affected by these wildfires. I mean, Darren, I hate it, not to make it about me, but it's like I'm playing tennis and I can smell the smoke.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, how crazy is that? And yes, I completely agree with you. Of course, a gender reveal party is the source of it. But would these have been as vast if, you know, climate change was more addressed? You know, would we have our climate in a better place so that not everything is so dry and ready to burn up? You know what I mean?
Just like
that.
Stop kind of building stuff in California on the fucking waters and the fault lines and where like there's fire. Like just stop building houses
just
there.
Stop
I don't understand.
That.
Just stop doing it.
Stop doing that. God, Darren, why don't we run the world? I don't understand this.
Well, we should, but can I sequitur that into things that I definitely should not do? Like you shouldn't build on a fault line. And you know what you shouldn't do when you interview Carol Baskin for Dancing with the Stars is you shouldn't tell her to kill it on the dance floor.
Kill it on the dance floor.
That's not something you should do, and that's just something that I do.
That is something that you recently did.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask you if you happened to catch her big premiere the other night.
Of course I did, yes. I watched Dancing with the Stars, so...
Right. You are a fan of that show.
I'm a big fan. I wanted to see everyone because I get to talk to them for Reality Check. And, you know, it's such a monumental thing in reality. But of course, I wanted to see it. And, you know, listen, like Tiger King aside, I got to give it up to Carol Baskin because she knows the rumors out there about her. Like, I'm sure she reads, you know, the Twitters and the interwebs. Like, she knows why people are watching her. You know what I mean?
That's a good point, yeah.
And the fact that she's still doing it for Cat Rescue in whatever way we're going to describe it, I think is I give it up to her for at least putting herself out there. And obviously, you know, she's going up against Skye Jackson, who's like, how old is Skye? Like 20? Like
yeah,
Carol Baskin's, what, in her 60s, 50s, 60s?
I don't know,
you know, regardless, she's an adult and she's much older. And so to be able to do those dance moves, I mean, is pretty incredible, I gotta say. Like, just as a fan of the show, it is hard. I give it up to her for that.
Did you happen to catch the advertisement that her missing ex-husband, Don Lewis's family, ran during the show?
No, because I conveniently skip commercials. So wait, tell me.
Yeah, so, you know, for anyone who hasn't seen Tiger King, what have you been doing during quarantine, by the way? So Dawn, you know, the whole premise, spoiler alert here, around a lot of that documentary, is that Carol's missing husband, Dawn Lewis, is missing, obviously. That's why I said he's missing. And anyway, his family, who also appear in Tiger King, ran an ad during Dancing with the Stars, basically a missing persons ad, asking for any information in relation to his disappearance. Please contact.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very, I don't know, it made me think a little bit harder. Like, here's this big pop culture moment with Carol Baskin on Dancing with the Stars, and it's completely interrupted by a very serious, somber missing persons ad that kind of, you know, in some ways rocketed her to fame. So, very interesting. You can probably find it online somewhere. But
yeah, I mean, I grappled with that as well, because certainly on this show, you know, we never make fun of victims. And, like, we want the right joke to be on us or to Matt. And, like, part of me is like, do you want to support this? Like, someone's family is, someone person in someone's family is missing. And clearly, mm-hmm. like, that's a terrible mm-hmm. thing. But at the same token, she has not been tried. She has yeah. not been convicted. You know, this is an innocent person under the court of law. And so even sure. if we have all these feelings about it, you know, there's kind of a double side to it. It's like obviously you don't want to give someone press who potentially has ruined your entire family. And on the other hand, well, we have to prove that in a court of law. So it's a little bit of a double-edged sword for me. And I definitely thought about that. And, you know, and I think there was a reason that Dancing with the Stars had her on last, because they knew people wanted to see sure. what was going on, for better or for worse. And so we'll kind of see how the season shakes out. Maybe I'll be watching commercials from now on.
Yeah, maybe.
Something I never thought I'd say, which is I'll watch right. the commercials outside of Super Bowl. So, you know.
Yeah, I completely agree. And it did make me think, like, wow, what if somebody seeing that ad has information about Don Lewis's disappearance and connects it, sends it through? They're able to find justice.
Totally.
And then it's sort of like this weird full circle moment, right? Because had she not been in Tiger King, she wouldn't be on Dancing with the Stars, which means they would not have gotten that tip. So our hearts definitely go out to the family of Don Lewis, who is, I'm sure, hopeful that something can come of all this attention.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well,
yeah.
I know we've been going for a little bit here for another shot, but I have one quick story. So I go to see my parents, and my mom, I haven't seen my parents in a while.
Okay.
And we're going to take a walk, and my mom was like, oh my God, Darren, I have to show you John Thrasher House. And I was like, excuse me, mom? And she was like,
were you guys walking down my street?
She literally goes, this house, she goes, I saw it, and I thought of John Thrasher. And you know my mom loves you. Like, she absolutely loves you. So there was nothing more enticing. She thinks you have the voice of a god. Like, you're so soothing. Aww. So, like, I knew that my mom, like, I had to see what was up when she was like, John Thrasher House. So I was like, okay, mom. Like, and I go, say nothing else. I was like, I don't want any details. I want to see it. And I want to know that it's a John Thrasher House, right? So she's like, okay. So we're walking.
And I'm so curious right now.
I was so curious too. And I was like, okay, mom. Like, she was like, here it is. And I burst out laughing because, well, it's a gorgeous house, first of all. But, like, at the front, there's, like, a front gate that has these, like, mystical, like,
I knew it.
They're like gargoyles, but not. what's the guy in Harry Potter? Dobby? Is that what
Dobby,
it is?
Dobby.
What is Dobby? What's a creature like that called? Is it a Dobby?
He's an elf. He's a house elf.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, they looked like house elves. Then they had like a full size, like what was like a court jester gargoyle mystical thing on it. And then the shutters had all these like fantasy things. And my mom was like, am I right? Is this a John Thrasher house? And I was like, mom, you have nailed this so hardcore. Like, I was like, John would, I'm gonna see if I took a picture. God.
I was just gonna say would
totally fucking live in this house. Like,
you know what, if you do,
sure.
By the way, I just love, let me just say this, I love that I'm on your mom's mind like that. That
she,
makes me
you
feel
are,
loved.
100%.
Yeah. And we are a little bit of a family, you know. I would say I'm maybe like the distant cousin of the Karps, so to speak.
I forgot to take a picture of it, but I'm going. My mom listens to the show, so I'm gonna have her take a picture, and I can post in the Facebook group because.
Oh yes, definitely.
I'm literally gonna text her right now and be like, "Mom, can you take a picture of John Thrasher House?"
That's amazing. Thank you guys for thinking about it. Yes, You know what's so funny? I've been, you know, just being somewhat displaced from New York. I mean, I could certainly come back if I wanted to, but. you know, when the time was right, I had to leave because of COVID. But, you know, it had me thinking just about my living situation and what my long-term goals are. Am I ever going to buy a house? Like, what are my scenarios? And recently, I had been talking to a friend, and I'm like, I'm going to be that guy that has, Darren, exactly like you just described, gargoyles on the front fence. I'm going to have, like, Harry Potter symbols on the shutters. I'm going to have a witch on the chimney. Like, I want to go, if it's going to be my house, it better reflect me. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, this and I reflected was... you, sweetie. Trust
yeah,
me.
Yeah, well, maybe I'm in a different timeline and it's actually me in that house. You know what I mean? Like, a future version of me has come back and...
Well,
and
as we know, you're like John Thrasher the Fifth. So one a John Thrasher is living there. Maybe not you, but
right,
a
yeah.
John Thrasher is living there for sure. It was... My mom's going to take
God.
A pic, and as soon as she does,
do it. Yes.
You are going to laugh so hard. I was like, Mom, amazing. This is amazing.
All right. Well, thank you, Darren. I hope
yes.
we can't wait to see that. I want to also mention before we wrap up that, you know, it's getting that time, Darren. This isn't in the agenda. I just remembered I wanted to say it. It's that time of the year where you guys listening need to be making a voting plan. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. That's
yep.
not our job here on the show. But we... Darren and I are obviously extremely vocal, passionate about...
I'm not really vocal.
Not really,
passionate.
Not really. Right, yeah, not that.
Yeah.
But a really great resource is iwillvote.com, and it has everything you need to either register, find out where your polling place is, blah, 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 all the stuff you might need. It's all there, and no matter who you vote for, just please try to vote this year, because just like the last time... it's extremely important to vote this time. So please go do that. Darren, you would agree, right?
Yes, I would definitely agree. I think that you should be as knowledgeable as possible. I am not one of those people, though, who thinks that, you know, you should just vote blindly. I think that if you're going to vote, you should vote with
an educated
vote. Otherwise, don't vote. I believe if you don't care, then don't ruin it for the rest of the people who do. I do believe that. I think that just because you can doesn't necessarily mean that you should if you don't care. So as long as you're making an educated vote for yourself, I highly encourage you to vote. Absolutely. I just want to state that out there because it's kind of important. And listen, I knew people that voted like during Bush Gore years, even though we were too young to vote. I knew people like adults that would say like, I only voted for Bush because I thought he was better looking than Gore. And
oh,
I was like,
I know.
I was like, you know what? That's not a reason to vote. And you're ruining it for the rest of us. Whether or not I agree with your vote doesn't matter. But like, please be educated.
Think of it as a job interview. Who do you think is the best for the job? Not who looks best for the job.
Right. Or who do you think will win? Like, they need to earn your vote and you should vote for the candidate that you think, whatever candidate that is, whomever it is, will do the best job for the country. And so I just want to reiterate that, because sometimes I feel like it's just a matter of voting, and I'm more about being educated and voting. So yes,
for sure.
Everything you said, John.
There we go. All right. We will see you Sunday with a full episode of Martinis and Murder. Matt, the bartender, may be making an appearance.
Oh, God.
We're about to record it, to be completely honest with you. And God only knows, he's got a band down the street playing instruments. We don't know if the technology will be there, but we're going to try.
Absolutely. See you guys on Sunday.
Bye.
Bye.